dependent.
I mean, if I bought like a whiskey or something and I gave him like, you know, it's $4, I give him a $5, I'd be like, yeah, keep it.
I've never tipped a flight attendant in my life.
I've never even like considered it, which...
Only for alcohol.
Yeah, but still, like I've never ever been like, oh, here's $5. Like never in my life. And I don't know why, but because they really do take care of you on the flight. They give you what you need.
Yeah.
They serve you.
I mean, for alcohol, I guess it's ingrained in my brain that you're supposed to tip when somebody hands you an alcoholic drink.
Yeah, like a bartender.
Yeah.
I just find this fascinating.
Or...
So now this is a thing. Only on Frontier Airlines will flight attendants be accepting tips.
No, this is dumb. It sets a bad precedent, and I'm not a fan. Because we're all trapped in this aluminum tube in the sky, okay? I should be getting tipped for not using the bathroom like everybody else.
Same.
Because I'm a camel when it comes to a flight. I'm in my seat. I don't move. That's it. So if I'm flying, they should pay. It should all break even.
Tipping's
plus,
way out of control. Anyway.
Frontier Airline, they charge you for water. So
they do?
Yeah. You don't get free drinks at all on Frontier Airlines. If you want to pay to have your seat recline, it's extra money. Frontier Airlines.
Wow, yeah.
You're flying around on glorified lawn furniture at 30,000 feet. No, you're not. Anybody who flies on Frontier Line can't afford the tip. That's why I fly them.
I've never flown on Frontier.
What? That's why I flew back.
It's like a flying Greyhound bus.
Yes. I'm surprised there's wings.
That sounds miserable.
That's also why it's $4 from here to Miami.
Correct, yes. Like, Frontier Airlines is great if you can just...
Deal with it.
Get a direct flight and white knuckle it. Yeah. That's it.
Just take some fast forward pills.
That's right. That's you know what? Dumb. I tip for the fast forward pills. That's what they should be selling.
Yeah. Pizza Hut's also expanding their beer delivery service. They're the only national pizza chain that delivers beer, apparently, and they want the service to be expanded to 1,000 locations.
I'm actually shocked that they hadn't had that before.
Yeah.
I didn't know they even did that.
But I think there's like some kind of issue with how do you know for sure the person you're delivering to is 21 and over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess that the card you.
Like, we used to have a place where I went to college called Fat Sandwich, and it was like they gave you these fat ass sandwiches, and they would also deliver, you know, cigars or cigarettes or beer.
Where'd you go to college?
In U of I in Champaign, Illinois.
University of Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like they had to stop after a while because people who weren't 21 were getting things delivered to them. And then they were like, hold up, this isn't legal. We can't get in trouble doing
this. Is Champaign, Illinois, where they have that huge cross off the side of the road? Or is that, that's Effingham or something like that. Never mind.
Definitely not Champaign.
Effingham?
Yeah, I swear.
Effingham, that is a name of a city in Illinois.
It's off I-70 on the way to Indiana.
Yeah, that's Effingham. Yeah, that's not Champaign. Champaign's like central Illinois.
I want all the ham.
But that's interesting. We'll see if it makes its way to Vegas. Also, a wanted fugitive in Pennsylvania has the nickname Doo-Doo Butt.
Oh, Doo-Doo Butt.
That's his actual nickname on the streets. He was wanted for attempted first-degree murder in a road rage accident.
Well, you know.
Doo-Doo Butt was his given and received nickname. He clearly didn't even fight it. He was just like, yeah, okay.
Nicknames are supposed to be given, not something you choose.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
I agree.
I went to school
with
a guy.
That's not a good one.
We call him Crotch. His last name is Kernaccioni. We're like, that's too long of a name. Crotch is your name. Forever, he's known as Crotch. He messaged me because he came in to Vegas for SEMA. And I'm like, Crotch, what's up? He's like, I haven't heard that in a decade.
It follows me everywhere.
Exactly.
I went to a school with a guy that we called Poopy Pants. But that's because he pooped his pants. He had like a problem. I know. Now I feel bad looking back.
Oh, that poor guy.
Dude, if you went to his bathroom or whatever at his house, like every once in a while, you ever see Close Encounters where they make that mountain?
It's the mashed potato mountain?
The Devil's Peak?
Devil's Tower.
Devil's Tower.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like in his toilet if you go in there before
Jesus Christ.
His mom used to have to come break it up with a hanger to get
it
to flush.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
Oh, I've had the poop breakups before.
Poor Poopy Pants.
Yeah.
That poor kid.
I know.
This guy,
bad now.
What was he like? No fiber, all cheese? Like, I'm trying to think. Like, what was his diet?
Dude, he must have been like when sweatpants lose their elasticity or something.
Yeah.
That's so I was thinking it's like when you shake cranberries out of a can, you know?
The cranberry sauce.
Yeah, how it just like sits there like a big...
Still has the formation of the can.
Yeah, it still has like the ridges from the can.
Stop.
Poor guy.
Oh, poopy.
He had some kind of condition, though. I don't know.
Oh, really? It was like a medical thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What kind of weird superpower is that?
I know.
I make the densest poops of all time.
Yeah.
I have dehydrated bowel movements.
He's
all right.
One of the excretion men. I don't know.
Leave him alone.
It's a good topic, though. We should talk about that because,
oh yeah,
you know,
what's the diameter of your poop?
No,
876-3692.
That's not at all what I was thinking. No, I'm saying like, what's something that you used to make fun of people for and now regret? Because
oh, everything.
I do. There was a kid on the bus stop. We used to make fun of him. His name was Cameron, and he lived in a brown house. That was it. Just had a brown house. That's not like crazy weird. No. His house is brown. Every day we used to drive, we'd stop at his house and we'd yell, Cameron has poop on his house every day the bus for years.
Was
the kid,
there poop on his house?
No, it was just brown.
Oh.
The paint, brown paint.
Yeah. Super clever.
Dumb. Very dumb creative. Kids. The kid was tortured.
I hate that.
Cried off the bus every time he got home. Didn't look forward to going home from school. After like 2 years of this, move schools.
Oh, no.
That kid uprooted his life because he had poop on his house, according to the other kids on the bus.
Oh, no.
I know.
I remember those kids.
I feel horrible
now. There was a,
I'm like,
there was a girl whose hair was so blonde, it was almost like a greenish tint. And then everybody was like, you have green hair, you smell, you're disgusting, like all day to this girl.
Oh, man.
And now I look back like, damn, dude. We were like six, seven, you know, I don't know.
Monsters.
8 years old, whatever.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I know.
There was a girl at my college who got wasted and crapped all over herself and then passed out at the bar.
I had done that.
And people took pictures and it circulated all around the campus and people started calling her poop girl.
More
and it
poopy.
Got so bad that she transferred to a new school.
I'm surprised there wasn't a stool reference and she was at a bar.
That would have been better. Less traumatizing for sure.
All right. You know what? We're going to have to break. We're out of time here. We went down a weird tangent there. All right. So get a hold of us, 876-3692. Stool girl.
Speaking of puddle of mud tickets.
Puddle of mud tickets going out the door today as, hey, that is BS in the Morning Presents. So it's a good opportunity to meet Izzy for the very first time and come out and hang with us. We want to go bowling. Plus, by the way, when you do get these tickets, you're qualified for bowl. Is it bowling with the band there, Lost Boy?
Yes.
Okay, bowling with the band, which is exciting. So, Puddle of Mud over at Brooklyn Bowl on the 1st of February. And then we have Disturbed tickets later on for the show on Saturday. T-Mobile Arena, 3 days grace. That also gets you qualified for something cool. Foosball with the band. Boy, we have all the great drinking sports that you could play with musicians that we're going to be doing this show. So get qualified. Should be fun. You can always text in BS and your message 69187.
BS in the Morning. Vegas born.
There's nothing worse than petty criminals, right? Those are the worst kind. Hate them. They're worthless. However, when you're a pro criminal and you are really putting some thought into it, now I'm interested. Especially if you're like a burglar, but like a real one. If you break into my house, you're a piece of garbage. I hate you.
But if you break into a jewelry store, it's a different story.
Nah, it's just still jewelry store, smash and grab or something. Not a fan. If you break into a museum, I want to know about it. Museum thieves. Fascinating.
They're still a thing?
They are still a thing. Did you see that first of all, I didn't even hear about it when it happened. And now they're going on trial because they've been caught. But here's what happened. Apparently, the Canadian Mint made these giant gold coins of Queen Elizabeth. I mean, I'm talking giant. You're looking at, it's like the size of a hubcap, and they're pure gold. And there's only a couple of them made, and it was on display in Germany in a museum.
It's like the Canadian version of the big check you get when you win the lottery.
That's right. I mean, it's amazing. It's called Big Maple Leaf is what it's called. This thing was on display in a German museum. These four guys and one inside man at the museum.
Oh, broke that's in. How they pulled it off.
Yeah, they broke in. Well, they used a ladder through a third floor window. They smashed the bulletproof cabinet surrounding the massive gold coin. They grabbed it, putting it in a wheelbarrow, because of course it's pure gold, it's heavy, it's this massive hubcap-like coin. They wheelbarrowed it? Yeah. Wheelbarrowed it to the nearby park, then were in the back of a van and drove away. And they're like, what the hell happened? No alarms went off, nothing. They're like, how did someone climb up a ladder to a third floor window, then scale down, then smash the thing, then take a wheelbarrow? So ended up, it's there's four guys and then one dude who runs security who was vital to the plot, and they're all going on trial in Germany. They're going on trial today.
That sucks.
What, that they got caught?
Yes!
See? Isn't that weird how you're like, burglars are horrible. But then if they're like robbing a museum, you're like, oh.
But anytime there's an inside man or woman, you're probably going to get caught. I mean, remember when those inmates escaped prison because they were like having a sexual relation with the security guard and she just like let them go?
Ben Stiller's and making a movie on it.
Really?
Yeah. It's coming out.
I'm good.
I'm looking forward to it. It's got your, who you claim is a Brad Pitt lookalike, Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, my guy.
Yeah, what's up there, Lost Boy?
This just goes to show, when you're going to commit a crime, it has to be small group, tight-knit group.
That's
people,
four guys,
man,
with one security guard.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Somebody finked, man.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, totally. Somebody totally snitched.
Yeah, you think so?
They rolled over quick, dude, yeah.
What if they were caught on film or something like that?
They wouldn't know who they were. They caught the guy that worked there, and he was like, oh, man.
Right. Exactly. That's what I think, yeah. I think the guy that worked there snitched, for sure.
He had to.
Yeah.
Why would he snitch if he's also going to jail for a long time?
Because he wants less jail. Yeah. He's a bitch.
Lighter sentence.
They said during the investigation, the coin robbery, they tried to destroy the evidence in the vehicle. Like, they tried to destroy the getaway, the wheelbarrow, everything like that. But they didn't destroy it in time.
Mm.
So they were able to pull some forensics off of it.
Yeah, so you see, they should have planned it out better.
They're pretty screwed.
They melted the wheelbarrow on the van into a coin.
After the police impounded the vehicle and all that kind of stuff, they then tried breaking into the police impound where the vehicle was to destroy the vehicle, to destroy the evidence. So these guys, these guys are pros. They're thinking about it.
They're thinking, but they're not doing very well.
Yeah. Sometimes you think you're a pro and you're
not. How would you have done it? How would you have done it? If you're saying these guys are pros, but they're not good enough, how would you have robbed this museum?
Well, it doesn't seem worth it to do it at all.
Right.
A giant gold coin?
Well, how much is a coin worth?
That's like the most obvious thing to pawn off to somebody.
No, they just melt that down. You don't pawn it.
Would they melt it down?
Yeah, that's how you sell gold. You just melt it and sell it to a gold guy.
Yes, that's exactly it.
That's what guys that do burglaries, like small-time guys, they go out and get a bunch of stuff, like gold, whatever, from jewelry boxes, and they take it to those gold pawn shop things.
I never knew that.
And they melt them down.
This is, let's see what the conversion says here online. $4.1 million.
Now, there's got to be, I know that's a lot of money, and I'm saying this is going to sound stupid when I say this, but it has to be an easier way to get $4 million than that.
Really?
You got to think so, right?
How would you have done it?
I don't know.
Rob the Amazon guy?
But robbing the Canadian coin that everybody knows, you know, I don't know.
One part where they messed up was the getaway vehicle. When they loaded that thing into the van, they should have had a secondary vehicle at another location far, far away from the scene of the crime.
Two vehicles.
And unloaded the loot and then, you know, ditched the other van.
I like the two vehicle idea.
Yeah.
Because you're on my heist team, Lost Boy.
Dude, you got to lose, you got to lose the traces of you, you know, anything that could be led back to you.
Well, it's like the town. You just burn it down with chemicals or whatever. And
that was like the best heist movie.
Yeah. That was such a good movie.
Love it. Here's the thing. I know in the FBI Academy, they always said, like, if you get kidnapped, never get taken to a second location. That's the thing. If you get taken to a second location, you're like dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
They can't, because they can't find you. That's basically the second getaway car.
Same thing, yeah.
It makes it, it's like it compounds how difficult it is to trace you. Interesting. Greg, what would you have done then?
Well.
You're forced. I know you're like, duh, steal something else. I get it.
Well, not steal something else. It just seems like a really hard thing to get away with. First of all, you got a witness, the guy that works there.
Yeah, but the guy who works there, so he's in on it.
I know, but he's getting cut. He's still a witness. So you have to get rid of that guy.
So murder him.
You have to. I mean, if you're going to do this thing.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Wait, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm saying if you're going to do this.
No, you're like, you got it.
That's too suspicious. A coin goes missing. There was a break-in and he's dead?
Yeah, but who cares? They don't know who you
are. Yeah, but you killed the only guy who could snitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't know who you are.
Unless, what if he's part of your gang? What if he's part of the crew the whole time and he got the job at the museum to work nights? It's the long con, right? He's worked there for 2 years. They don't trust him. Everyone's a little more lax.
Yeah, I can still see that.
You're going to murder that guy?
Because they know who he is.
Yeah.
And he's seen you.
And he's on the inside. He's going to be the first suspect.
All right. I'm never going to a museum with Greg. Ever.
Well, just don't work there.
I'm never working in a museum with Greg. I'm terrified. Greg's like, gotta. No brainer. Gotta murder him.
It's unnecessary.
It's not unnecessary. It's the only link.
Yeah. You know, am I the one who's amazed that you can smash bulletproof glass?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's different things. Like blunt force might be different than a bullet. I know bullets blunt force, but like a hammer is like a bigger, I don't know. Maybe it's like if you say it with an anti-tank size bullet, I'm sure it would break.
No, sure, yeah. And I'm sure enough bullets in it would probably.
But yeah, it does seem weird to hear that though.
Like, it had to take a long time. Like it had to take a while for them to bust.
Unless
that.
they knew how to do it already, and this did happen real quick.
They like YouTubed it.
Yeah.
Do you
how
think,
to steal a Canadian coin?
Do you think we need more museum heists? I think more people would go. They should open up like the broken window that they climb through, the smashed glass as a museum piece.
Yeah.
I would go. That makes me want to go to the museum even more.
Well, they have museums.
Yeah, but that's like a niche thing.
They have museums of stolen goods. It's called a fence.
Yeah, thanks. It's certain pawn shops in town. Right, exactly.
I got a buddy that owns one. It's more of a gold and silver shop, though, like diamonds, gold.
So that gold's got to be stolen.
Dude, half the stuff that comes in there, he's like, where'd you get this, dude? Like, the guys are like, you know.
He's like, I've had
it. It's my grandma. Just like he has like a backpack of gold bars. They're like, dude, grandma had these? Or, huh?
Yeah, I remember a jewelry store, and this guy comes in, and it's like a vial of gold nuggets. You know what I mean? It looks like a syringe vial.
They got it from the gold rush.
Yeah.
Or something.
And I'm like, what is this?
It's like a cork that holds it in.
Yeah. And the guy's like, oh, you're back. He's like, oh, I got more. I'm like, oh, God. There's no doubt. He's got like no teeth.
Dude, I don't want to put my buddy out there, but I sat there once when this guy came in with a Rolex and he was like, you totally tell this guy stole it, right? He's like tweaking, like scratching his neck. Like, yeah, man, what do you think I get for this, man? You know? And he was looking at it, he's like, oh, man, this is fake, bro. I don't know what to tell you. The guy's like, oh, man, that sucks. You can tell he totally stole it because he would have known it wasn't fake. So he's like, I'll give you $20. The guy leaves like, yo, this is totally real, bro.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
What's up? It's John Leguizamo, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. What's up?
Went to the gym yesterday and sitting there tying my shoes on the bench in the locker room.
Yeah.
Getting ready for a sweet workout or whatever. And all I hear in the background is whoosh, 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 directly behind me. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
This is while you're bent over?
Yeah, I'm bent over. I'm like, does somebody have the largest pair of Velcro shoes I've ever heard in my life? Like, what is it? It's definitely Velcro. I turn around. The dude behind me is taking off a bulletproof vest underneath his shirt.
Was he a cop?
No.
Security guard?
Just a dude.
Criminal?
I don't know. A rapper? I have no idea. I've never seen that before in my life. Why is he taking off a bulletproof vest? I was like, I have to talk about this. But thoughts? Thoughts? Is people just walking around with bulletproof vests now just for the hell of it?
Maybe my first thought, what's your workout routine?
That's what you want to know?
What do you do at the gym?
You don't care about the bulletproof vest guy?
He's clearly got a job where he needs it, and he came straight from work to go to the gym to work out.
Doesn't mean his job is legal, and doesn't mean I should still go to that gym.
I'm sure it's legal. Yes. It probably just didn't say anything on the vest. He probably has the coolest job. You should have become friends with that dude.
I'm not becoming friends with that guy.
Those are the kind of people you want on your side.
No.
The people that have bulletproof vests on in the middle of the
really?
Those are the people that you want to be friends with.
Anybody who thinks they're about to get shot, I want to stay away from.
Yes, thank you.
He's
He's probably powerful. Why does he need a bulletproof vest?
Yeah, and why
is he
wearing...
Because nobody can not get killed by a bullet
Superman.
If it hits you in the chest.
Yeah, but... Why are you wearing it to the gym?
He probably got off work.
Take it off after you get off work. I don't think he was getting off work.
What is your problem with this guy?
He's casually wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yes.
Of course I'm going to be a little concerned
about that. Why is he so defensive about this guy?
Yeah. Do you know this guy?
Are you attracted
to powerful men that wear bulletproof vests? They're going to jump in front of a bullet for you
I think those are the type of people that you should have around.
I don't think they're the kind of people. I think that's fine if they're on the clock.
Yeah, and he just got off work. That's why he was unvelcroing it when he got to the gym so he could do his workout.
You bring up a good point, dude. They're like super uncomfortable to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all that. So.
He works for a cartel or something.
There's no way.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
I'm telling you, it wasn't like he was undressing a uniform. The dude was wearing a t-shirt and some sweats. And he goes into the gym and he takes off his shirt to take off the bulletproof vest.
What was his demeanor?
I don't know.
Did he look angry? Did he look scared?
I wasn't looking at his face.
Did he? You were looking at his chest.
No. I'm sorry. I was fixated on his. Not asphyxiated. Fixated. Oh boy. I was fixated on the fact that he was wearing a bulletproof vest. First, I thought it was like one of those workout vests with the weights in it and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, maybe it's that. I was like, no, that dude is wearing, it was a bulletproof vest.
Some guys walk around, like Tackleberry from Police Academy. You know
that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
he's one of these guys. He's a nut job.
Because I did a remote over at one of these gun shops or whatever one time.
Yeah.
And there was guys coming in buying them. And you know, they didn't. I mean, hey, you want to buy one, that's fine. But they didn't have a job where they needed, you know, the vest. They just wanted to have like a bulletproof vest on. Like, I don't know why.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe they're new to the area and they've heard bad things and they just want to be protected.
Then I shouldn't go to that gym. Hey, John, what's up? John, you there?
Hello.
John, what's up, man?
Yeah. I used to do private investigation and bodyguard work. When I get off of work, a lot of times I'd be wearing my vest still when I went to places, and I'd go take it off, you know, in the gym or before I walked into work, another job or something like that, all the time, man. It's actually the guys you want on your side. Trust me.
Thank you.
No.
He literally just reiterated everything I just said.
Yeah, and you're both
wrong. Yeah.
Yeah,
I still have my
PCW.
I still
experience.
Carry everywhere I go, and those are the guys that you really want when you know stuff goes awry, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't think
why
so.
Would you want to be around a guy who thinks he's going to get shot?
Yeah, no, that's
it's not a matter of thinking you're going to get shot, but those are the guys that run towards the shooting, not away from it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's how I look at it, bro.
But, Greg,
however,
you need somebody that's running towards the shooting so you can run away from the shooting.
Amen.
You need somebody who knows what they're doing, who can get in there and take care of the situation.
No questions asked.
Make it a null and void situation so everybody else can walk away.
When I go to the gym, I don't need a guy that's going to run towards bullets at the gym.
Ah, he's working out.
Hey, that's me, bro. I don't care where the shooting starts. That's what I was taught. When it starts, that's where I go. When there's a problem, I go towards it, not away from it.
Well, that's noble.
Can I hire you?
That's what they're trained to do. Go towards the fighting. Not away.
Well, that's noble and brave of you, John. Thank you.
I don't know if it's noble and brave, but it's just how I'm taught to do things, you know?
All right. Well,
have a good day, bro.
All right, see ya. I'm telling you right now, this guy
lives in a bunker with 3 months of canned food worth and water. And
yeah, he's a prepper. There's no doubt. And let me say this, that this guy, crazy man. This is the kind of guy who's looking for the gunfight, not for the guy who's like, well, you know, it's my duty as a citizen of this country to protect others and blah, blah, blah. No.
Like he just said, maybe he's a bodyguard.
Yeah. He's involved in something bad.
Thank you.
The Feed with Izzy.
What's going on, Izzy?
Voice-activated toilets are at CES. Cost $8,000. It's touchless flushing. Temperature-controlled toilet seat. Not only do you get to put the temperature at what you want it, but also the duration at which that temperature stays that way. And it controls the lighting of the toilet too. $8,000.
I kind of like it.
For a completely unnecessary toilet.
Now you don't have to touch it.
The only thing I like about it is the seat that can warm up, because sometimes in the winter it gets a little cold. It's like that shock when you sit down.
I don't really sit in nights. Sorry. I will say this, though. Not touching the toilet, huge perk. I don't want to touch that.
It's your own toilet, though.
Not a fan. Seriously. You know how gross the toilet handle is?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But it's just me that touches it. So it's not as gross as like a public bathroom. Right?
I have multiple people in my house. So.
Why would it be worse, Greg?
I don't know.
Peanut gallery.
I'd like to touch this thing. Does that mean that somebody could potentially hack your toilet since it's connected to the internet?
Possibly.
If it's running off Alexa, that means it's connected to your Wi-Fi.
I'm surprised we haven't heard of more stuff like that happening, to be honest.
Well, I also like the fact you could change the lights. A little mood setting would be nice. Touchless, great. If it cleaned itself, now it's worth $8,000, though.
I was going to say, $8,000 for all that stuff, though?
Yeah.
Doesn't clean itself.
There should just be, you know, the plastic things that cover your grandparents' furniture?
Yeah.
There should just be that over your toilet that you could just rip off when you're done and flush that, too.
I want to say they make those.
So, like, every time. I'm
I
talking about the whole toilet.
Super practical.
I want the whole thing.
The whole toilet.
Yeah, because dudes, you know, they're splashing, there's ricochet, and, you know.
What? What is your stream like? It's really aggressive.
Is that? I have an aggressive stream, sure. You know what I'm saying, though? You know what I'm saying. Greg, be honest. You've peed. There's some splashing out effect.
All the time?
No, not all the time.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Just when you get lazy with it?
No. Sometimes.
He's not talking about peeing on the floor. He's talking about, like, it splashes out of the toilet.
Splashes out of the toilet.
It depends on what you just did.
That's gross.
So what you need is you need that plastic covering of your grandparents' furniture on your toilet. You just rip it off each time.
I'm in. What a visual. Greg, you like this story. 1,000 pounds of weed went missing from a police storage facility in Argentina. 8 officers were fired after they tried to say mice ate it all. 1,000 pounds of weed. Mice ate it all.
I guess it's possible.
Yeah. It was like within a couple day period that they realized that much weed went missing. I don't think mice, like that had to be a lot of mice if that were the case. They found out that it wasn't the case and really these 8 officers just stole it. But I don't even see that being plausible, to be completely honest.
I can't believe weed is profitable on the black market anymore. In
it's
other
really
countries.
Not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would they steal? Look, I agree with you. I think the cops definitely stole it. But, I mean, the cocaine, I get.
Yeah.
I understand. But weed, I feel like weed's such a, it's not worth the risk anymore.
Right.
The upside is so diminished.
Yeah, they definitely need to step their game up.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, they had one hell of a party. A Christmas party or something.
Lastly, most popular condiment in every state, a survey came out. And they looked at the most reviews on a certain condiment in each state and also the sales. And I feel like this answer is going to piss some people off. What do you think the most popular condiment in Nevada is? I was shocked.
Meth.
Not meth.
Most popular condiment.
Like, for instance, some of them are Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, marshmallow fluff, Nutella, sriracha.
Oh, Nutella's a condiment?
Okay.
Bertolli vodka sauce is on here. That was New Jersey.
Really?
Yep.
Wait a minute. So more people use Totally vodka sauce than ketchup in New Jersey? Who did the survey?
Like I said,
it
they looked
Heinz.
At reviews and sales.
Reviews and sales.
I'm gonna say mayonnaise.
Yeah, but what kind? Apparently it's specific.
Oh, it's got to be something weird, though, like, you know.
Yeah, it's not Hellman's.
It's probably, Hellman's.
It's Hellman's mayonnaise?
It's Hellman's real mayonnaise, which is the nastiest of the mayonnaise.
What? It's
like the only good one. And they're saying that, what?
Yes.
It is the no, Miracle Whip all the way.
Oh, my God.
Miracle Whip tastes so much better. Hellman's is just like spreading fat on bread.
That's why it's so good.
That's disgusting.
Now, here's the thing.
Miracle Whip.
I grew up with Miracle Whip. Maybe it's a Midwest thing because I grew up with Miracle Whip.
I grew up with Hellman's.
Yeah, which is amazing.
But now I'm totally on Hellman's board.
Of course, everybody
not Miracle
is.
Whip.
No.
But I can go. I could if someone
Even
had
the
Miracle
color,
Whip.
What is that color? It's like off white.
Yeah, but Miracle Whip is pure white. What are you spreading?
Elmer's glue.
Yeah.
I prefer the white. It doesn't look as dirty and like just filled with nastiness.
Okay.
I prefer Miracle Whip all the way. I also hate ranch dressing.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's the most disgusting condiment on the planet, especially buttermilk. Like, oh, I feel like I gained 30 pounds just hearing the word buttermilk.
Yeah, that's why it's delicious.
No, it's disgusting. And I hate when I go to like a fast food restaurant and they assume I want ranch. They don't ask. They just give me ranch.
Well, I think ranch is like the bacon of condiments. I feel like it's overhyped. Everyone.
I hate when they
completely
assume I'm
overrated.
Human when I go to a fast food place.
I'm telling you, man, people like me exist where they agree that ranch is disgustingly overrated.
I just said it. I think it's overrated. Yeah. I still think it's good.
You think it's overrated?
No, I don't think it's overrated. I think it's delicious, but I think it got hyped to like where everything, bacon, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's
you know, it
dumb.
Became,
yeah, yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. It became the bacon of condiments where everyone just jumped
like
on board.
They put it on everything.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Ranch and pizza, ranch and chicken fingers, mm-mm. chicken wings.
No.
Dude,
of course.
God, you guys are missing.
Barbecue
good.
Sauce.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
On everything, yes.
I eat ranch. I'm not saying I don't eat ranch. I'm just saying it's like... It's not this thing where I live and pour it in my mouth. You know what I mean?
That's like the male romper thing. You see like three posts about it or something.
No, like, people are literally like, I can't eat pizza unless I have ranch.
Well, yeah, of course.
You can have pizza is delicious by itself.
It is.
But it's 30% better with ranch.
No,
it's not.
It's not. You can't even taste the pizza with the ranch.
Oh, my God.
You know what, a condiment I never understood, and it's big. It's big in like Pennsylvania, and it's back on the East Coast. Is the vinegar with the French fries.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
That's what I thought
I
you were going to go with.
I like vinegar.
What?
I like vinegar.
Who's ever requested vinegar with French fries?
Five Guys gave it to me. I'm like, what the hell is this?
I don't want the vinegar with the French fries.
It's more like a cultural thing. I don't eat it with French fries. I'm really not even a big French fry person. I'm more of a mashed potato type person. But like, I like taste of vinegar.
You're not a French fry person. No. You're not a ranch person. Do you have any friends? Is there a single person
not
that
here,
loves
no.
you on this planet?
Have you
Nobody
watched television
me.
Before?
Yes.
Or
you never watched a Tarantino?
I don't have cable.
All right,
no.
You know what? We're going to have to get around. We're going to rent a Tarantino film. We're going to buy French fries and dip them into ranch dressing.
No!
And you're going to experience what they call
that
life.
That is my own personal hell.
Yeah, on planet Earth.
I can't do it.
I still can't believe you haven't seen Pulp Fiction, the greatest movie of all.
Well, there you go. We're going to watch Pulp Fiction. We're going to dip French fries in ranch.
No.
And you're going to understand what the rest of the planet likes to feel. Okay? Because it's called other humans.
No.
And you need to join them in this quest of...
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, I...
Vinegar with fries.
My favorite condiment?
It's like, what, am I going to eat fries or douche? Just give me the fries.
Don't encourage him.
My favorite condiment is by far pink sauce. Have you guys had pink sauce?
Yeah, that's fry sauce.
Ketchup
same thing.
And
ketchup
mayo?
And mayonnaise mixed together.
I mean, I have that in burgers.
It's the best with fish sticks.
You know what the worst
it's best
top, topping is?
What?
Probably sauerkraut.
I love sauerkraut, but I'm Polish. I'm super Polish, so I love sauerkraut.
Not a fan. Hold the kraut and the sour. Not a good one. All right, good. So we've learned that Izzy's a freak, and she doesn't like French fries.
I really don't.
Oh, you don't like it? Did you pay for it? Then shut the f*** up. It's BS in the morning.
I heard that. Top 10 is happening tomorrow. Going to be playing that back. Also, by the way, tomorrow, Norm MacDonald. He's going to be coming to the South Point. We got your free tickets, but also, he's going to be in studio tomorrow. I am beyond excited for that. I love Norm MacDonald. Talk about
Dude,
Mount Rushmore of comedians.
I'm so fired up.
Norm MacDonald is on there. Jeez. Absolutely amazing. Thanks. I
you
hope
think
he doesn't.
So? Is he?
Is he amazing?
No, he is amazing. I'm saying, do you think he's on the Mount Rushmore?
From my personal Mount Rushmore,
how many
absolutely.
People are on your Mount Rushmore?
How many people are on a normal Mount Rushmore? Five?
I don't remember.
Five? Maybe? I think five. Four? I don't know.
I'm trying to think who's up there. Yeah, I'd put him up there. I mean, I'd put Richard Pryor up there.
I love
Norm. I think he's a brilliant joke writer. I think he's completely unique.
No, he's amazing. And I'm not even arguing with you. I'm just saying, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. Well, that's my own personal thing. So we'll see if my opinion changes after we meet up tomorrow.
No, dude, I'm really excited.
He seems like a good dude.
I think so. I really do. All right, so check this out. I heard that is happening, which means we got to play the things that did not make the top 10. And December was a weird month. I'm going to start with that because, you know, we have the holidays in there, so it's a shortened month.
You were on vacation for a while.
I went on vacation. Right. I went on, break there. So it didn't have a lot. So there's 15 scraps. Some of these are absolutely bona fide scraps. But I will say, in my opinion, the top 10, there is a huge difference between the scraps and the top 10. The top 10 are all definitely right. Top 10. The scraps
let's hear
are.
The scraps, then we'll see if that's a good thing scraps. Or a bad thing.
All right. So this is these are the things. We take them out of context. We play it back. I'm going to play this sound effect here. So you know what is live and then what goes into the clip. Here, I'm just going to play them. Scrap number one. I heard that.
97% of the country has AIDS.
I didn't know. I was like, okay, let's just take it.
What the hell is that? That's called delete.
All right, we'll keep it going. I said there were scraps. Scrap number two.
It's all right. Cocaine.
Okay.
Well, what did he say?
All right.
It's all right. Cocaine.
Yeah.
It's all right. Cocaine.
It's Steven. I don't know.
What the hell
that
are you
was
doing?
Steven? It didn't even Steven. Sound like him.
Okay, I said there's definitely scraps here.
Dude, these are like, what the hell is this crap, dude?
It's please like, keep going. Please keep going.
They didn't make the top 10 for a reason.
Right.
Oh, no. All right. Here we go. Number three, scrap. Definitely a scrap. That leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
It does.
That's a scrap.
Eh. I'm nervous to hear what your top 10 are.
I know. The way that Greg's laughing, too. He's like, you're going to get destroyed tomorrow. That's what he's saying. I told you, short month.
Oh, my God.
I love you. Be nice. All right, here we go. Next one. This isn't bad. This one's not a bad one. Dirty Dan, take me now.
All right.
That's not bad.
All right. I've officially lowered your standards. That's good. I'm glad. Here we go. Next one. Oh, we're going to get deep into it, bro.
All right. That's a scrap. That's a scrap.
All right.
How sad is it? That's the first bona fide scrap.
That's Steven.
Scrap. Yeah, that's Steven again. Gross. Honestly, don't care if it's a boy or if it's a girl. It does not matter to me.
All right.
Scrap.
There's nothing happening,
stretch.
Though.
Yeah.
All right.
Your tone wasn't even.
Well, there needed to be like a verb.
Well,
in there,
I know. It's out of context.
Exactly.
The tone's not going to be there. It's out of context. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Next one. Honestly, I'd be drilling dudes in the mouth.
Dude,
all day long.
How is that not top 10?
Because Lost Boys talking
about
it.
Lost Boys talking about it.
It's not clean.
So it's not completely clean.
Yeah. That
was a good one.
All right. I'll do that again.
I'll play that one again. Here it is again. Honestly, I'd be drilling dudes in the mouth,
dude,
all day long.
You really can't edit him out.
No,
that's
I'm not
gold.
Gonna edit. No.
Well, first of all, you can't edit the scraps.
Yeah, you can't edit.
You can't edit. The
you gotta take
oh,
it.
Oh, come on.
No.
I'm
no,
learning
no.
so much.
All right, here we go. Next one. Another scrap.
Dude, I eat out a lot, so I try to stay on top of that stuff.
What? What are you doing?
Okay. I get where your heart was.
Thank you.
But the execution was...
I agree. That's why it's not top 10. All right, here we go. Next one. Shut up, Greg. If you're short and ugly, I hope you have a huge penis.
Yes. All right, that's good. Jeez.
I got to play these. I got to play the good ones like four times.
The difference between the two and then just the random words you've been playing.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. Random words.
Yeah. The next one is like, one time I opened a door. Like, that's your scrap. Like, what are you talking about?
Let me play that one again, all right? If you're short and ugly, I hope you have a huge penis.
Yes.
That's a good one.
The yes at the end sells it, too.
All right, this is one Greg's going to hate. Let me just quickly play it.
I like Bang.
Okay.
Energy drinks? Probably. Greg, breathe.
This is so bad. All right, here we go. Next one. Let's just get through this. Let's just rip off the band. All right, I'm a monster, I know. All right, here we go. Next one. Here we go.
Little teeth have been munching all over it.
Well, you know.
What?
What did he even say?
It said little teeth have been munching all over.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah. All right. Fortunately, we have four more of these. Okay, yeah. Let's just go through them. Okay?
I'm exhausted.
Okay, stop. All right, I said. I was trying to preface this.
Should have played these at 4:59.
Sparks is now pulling his pants down to expose. Oh, dear God.
The editing had to be there.
What the hell is this?
Listen, that was not that bad. I'm standing
honestly,
by that one as a scrap.
For my first time hearing scraps, there's only one way to go from here.
Stop it.
And that's up.
That was not that bad of a one. So, let me play it again.
I'm not as nervous.
Listen carefully.
Sparks is now pulling his pants down to expose.
Oh, dear God.
That's not bad, pulling his pants down to expose.
Yeah, but that's not.
Lost Boy, what do you think of these scraps?
Not a fan.
All right.
Hey-o.
All right, next one. We're almost done. We got three more.
I think Greg nailed every single slot ever.
Did he say right. Slot or slut?
Slot.
All right. That was a scrap.
All right, next one.
Even if it's a girl and she's like, we swap whatever, you know, I don't care. Yeah.
All right.
You always do the same girl voice.
Yeah. All right, here we go. And the very last one. Hey, guys, we made it. We did it. God. We got through them.
Hurry up.
What are you doing?
I said
you can't just pull out and then, you know, expect everything to be fine.
All right, that's good.
That's a scrap.
That's good.
Yeah.
That could have been top 10.
Well, I'm so taken back by the other ones, though. That's like hard to laugh at that.
What do you mean? That's hard to laugh at? That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm out of breath from laughing at how horrible the other ones were.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm with him. I'm with him on that.
Okay, fine.
You had three scraps, bro. The rest, I don't even know what the hell that was.
I don't know what you're talking about. Some of these are really good.
You could have just literally highlighted. Okay, we use Adobe, right, to like edit some stuff. You could have highlighted any part of any break.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And just recorded it and played it back of any 3 seconds of words.
I like Bang.
Steven's voice is amazing. So if you just use Steven on anything, it's great.
I like Bang.
We should get an endorsement for Steven and Bang energy drinks.
We totally should.
Steven, what do you think of energy drinks?
I like Bang.
BS in the Morning.
It's part of my hometown.
BS in the Morning.
So that's why I tune into them.
On Top 92.3, The Rock Station.
Steven Wright, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. That's it.
Okay, so the text line is just a line of hate on the, I heard that scraps that we just played a minute ago. I get it. Got it. Thank you. Maybe we just need some positivity right now. Maybe that's the best thing. We'll go to the man himself, the adorable one.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Colin, what'd you think of the scraps, man?
Usually when the scraps are fecal matter.
Yes.
Your top 10 are pretty good.
Hey, I like that. Oh, and look, man. I'll admit, as I was trying to preface, the scraps are bad, okay? But the top 10 are actually top 10 worthy. They're like normal,
man.
Maybe even better than normal.
That's a big joke.
I heard
man.
That.
God, everyone is ripping on me for liking Miracle Whip.
Pee-pee Ronai Pizza. Pee-pee Ronai Pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, man. First of all, Miracle Whip's got to go. Izzy went from a 7 to a 6 now.
Izzy's over there on Twitter.
Everyone's blowing me up. Yeah, because I suck for this liking Miracle Whip.
This is what it's like when you're wrong about
things.
No.
Dude, Hellman's is way better than Miracle Whip. You lost your mind, girl. Anybody eats Miracle Whip, they're a weirdo. Hey, so first of all, Sparks, hate to say it, you only had out of the ten scraps, you'd only like two or three were funny.
Okay, first you're hating on Izzy, now you're hating on me.
I know there's scraps. I'm not putting you down or nothing, bro.
I'd rather drink Miracle Whip than listen to those scraps again.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. I think you'll be all right, man. I think if that's just the garbage stuff and you didn't have much time, not much material to work with, since Izzy just got to the show, you know, it's pretty good. But I have a good one for January, though, and it was Izzy's first day.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we wrote those down. We got those.
I wrote them down. But did you think last month's was good when I did them?
Yes, they were perfect, dude. They were all there.
Izzy on the show,
number
then?
One should have been number no. one.
Was Izzy on the show then?
It was all good, man. I liked yours.
Hold on.
Sparks just has a weird sense of humor.
Pizza. Was Izzy on the show then, I'm asking?
No, the answer is no.
She wasn't on the show last month.
Okay, so why is that
January
an excuse
1st?
For Sparks to not be able to find 2nd. A scrap that isn't horrendous?
Yeah, I mean, you did December.
Yeah, at 30 scraps and the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, I had 15 scraps in the top 10. So, you know, I don't want to hear it.
Yours are called craps.
All right. Mine are bad. I'll admit craps. Mine are bad. Okay. All right. I'll talk after he's done laughing.
Have a good day, Dildo.
All right. I guess we're done. All right.
Hey, it's Rob Corddry. You're listening to BS in the Morning.
We did it.
Okay, Izzy, you sent this on over. There's something going on. People are lying for their own personal gain here. And you brought it up to me, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, look, nothing rings a bell. So what do you have? Because I guarantee I've done it. I feel like everybody's done it
to some degree, whether it was something small or something huge.
Right. I'm trying to think of like an example, though, that it happens. I'm a very honest person.
I'm the same. That's the thing. That was why this was the only one that really stuck out to me. Because it was the only time that, like, I put myself in danger. My parents were super pissed. You know what I mean? Like, just all that kind of stuff where I shouldn't probably have done it. But I did it.
Let's go back in time.
So, I started playing Halo on Xbox Live, probably around Halo 2. And I had these friends that lived on the East Coast, right? They were three of them. They all grew up together. They lived in Boston. They were going to college there. They were from Connecticut. And for about 6 years, we were best friends. We played together all the time, almost every day. We would video chat with each other, you know, all the time.
Time out.
Yeah.
You can't be best friends with somebody you've never met.
You can't be. I'm telling you right now. I've got best friends in Texas that I play
You're
on Xbox.
You're not best friends.
I'm telling
You're
you.
You're not best friends.
It's a different type of best friend.
Yeah. They're called not real ones.
Yeah. It's like the movie Ready Player One.
You guys don't understand.
Yeah.
Let me finish
We're
my story.
We're best friends. I don't know anything about
Let
you.
Let me finish my story. No, okay, you continue. Know everything about these people you've just never met. So,
okay.
So I finally I got to college. I was a freshman or a sophomore? I was one of the two. But my parents at the time met this super nerdy engineering major that was in my dorm, and I was friends with him. His name was John. And I purposely introduced my parents to him so they would like him because he was from New Jersey. So after my parents met him and they're like, oh, we trust this guy. He's just a nerd. You know what I mean? Like, he probably doesn't party. That dude drank like you would not believe. So I was like, hey, how about this? I want to go check out Harvard and MIT and all of those, you know, super nice colleges on the East Coast. And he lives there. So why don't I just go stay with him for a couple weeks and he can show me around? They thought that's a great idea. Oh, my God. Our daughter is like totally into checking out all these colleges. It's awesome. Blah, blah,
blah.
Your
parents actually believed you.
She 100%. And I did. I actually did go see all the schools because I really was curious. But the main reason I went was to go meet up with my friends from Xbox Live. So we get to New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm there for a few days. He shows me around. And then I took a bus to Boston, where Frankie and our other friends picked me up, and they brought me to their, they went to like a technology school, and I stayed in their dorm room with them for a few days. My mom calls one day and she goes, "Is John there? Can I talk to him?" John's in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Actually, his sister was in town. So he went to go hang out with her. Where are you? My mom's sixth sense is going off and she's starting to freak out. You're with strangers? Blah, blah, blah. I never told her it was like the Xbox Live people. I just told her that they were his friends that happened to live in Boston that he introduced me to. She flipped, bought me a plane ticket. On the next day, I went back to Chicago. She was super pissed off. I was grounded for, I think, 4 months after that.
And you were in college?
I was in college.
And you were grounded?
I was grounded. It was the summer.
How old are you?
Dude, I'm telling you. Teenager? If my mom could still ground me to this day, she would. Like, this lady, I'm so sheltered when it comes to that stuff. But I got to meet them, and they were amazing in real life, and now we're still friends. To this day, we still play.
There's a lot to unpack here. So you got into Harvard. Is that what you were saying?
No, I went to U of I in Champaign. I just wanted to go see those Ivy League schools. Yeah, I just wanted to go to the campuses and check them out.
Let's see what actual colleges look like.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So
then see where smart people go.
You went. So your parents still keep pretty large tabs on you constantly?
My mom does, yeah. She wanted me to get that app on my phone. This was a couple months ago. She was like, "Why don't you get that app on your phone so I can track where you are at all?"
Aren't you almost
30? Why do you need to? Yes.
What's going on here?
That's what I'm saying. She still has my birth certificate and my social security cards.
Are you the youngest?
Yes. But she has the same for my sister and brother, too. She's just like this overbearing, micromanaging mom. And she does it to all of us. Like, my brother, like, stopped talking to her at one point because he's, like, 31. He's like, "Leave me alone. Let me live my life. I got this." She's a nightmare.
I still don't understand. How were you living at home when you were in college?
No, it was
then
the summer.
Then why are you grounded?
It was the summer. I was home for 3 months.
Are you an adult? I'd have no idea this dynamic between you and your parents. You're an adult.
My dad doesn't do anything. My dad lets me do whatever I want to do. Yeah. My mom is the opposite. She's the disciplinarian in the family.
Greg, does any of this strike you odd?
It all strikes everyone as odd.
Seems pretty weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
It strikes me as odd. Imagine growing up with her as your mom.
No, I don't want to.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
explains why she likes Miracle Whip and doesn't know who Robert Redford is, though.
Exactly. Your mom is not a Robert Redford fan.
I doubt she is.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, this guy loves independence. Yeah. This guy loves striking out on his own and being his own person." Wow. All right. So was it worth it?
It was totally worth it. 100%. Yeah, I love them. And now they're going to come visit me here.
Cool.
Now, should we have to keep tabs on you they murder you in your sleep?
No, they're amazing.
No wonder why she wants to wear a bulletproof
vest.
They're
just typical nerds.
Start wearing a bulletproof vest when her friends come to town. Exactly.
Stop. You don't understand.
Do they try selling you something?
No.
They're like, "Well, you know what? If you get more friends, then you end up earning a lot more."
No.
And if they get more friends, you end up earning a lot more.
No.
Essentially, it's a Ponzi scheme is what I'm saying.
It's not.
I would never go any. I've never even internet dated, so I don't even.
I don't think I would internet date.
You wouldn't internet date, but you go fly across the country to meet people
those are just
you've
friends.
Never met.
It's not a relationship thing.
It's still randos you've never met.
Yeah, and I agree. That was 100% a risk I was taking by going there myself and staying with them. But when you are friends with these people for like 7-8 years and you talk every day, you video chat with them all the time, you know all about their lives, and then you go there, it's like you don't even skip a beat. The only difference is you're in person now. Do I recommend young people go and do that stuff? No. Was it worth it? Yeah. Hell yeah. I love those guys.
876-3692.
My name is Jeff.
Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff. How are you? Jeff is gone. Let's go to...
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Go ahead, Colin.
Izzy, you just opened yourself to a whole bunch of creepy DMs from the fifth band.
See, I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay. All right, thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
How about this? How about we phrase this question? Are internet friends real friends?
No.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Are people you know on Facebook, are those your real friends?
Facebook is so different than a gaming community.
No, it's not.
It 100%
is. If I'm talking to somebody on Facebook every day, I still don't know them.
Yeah, because it's Facebook.
No, no, no. 876-3692 are internet friends actual friends? That's what I want to know.
I need someone who games.
It's not about
call
gaming.
In and explain this.
It's about being.
No, because you're working as a team with these people you've never met. You are learning things about their lives. You keep tabs on each other. Like, it's a friendship.
The keep tabs on each other.
I
thing
am
is
friends with so
out.
Many people across the country that I have met.
No, you're not. You have zero
Xbox.
Friends. You have no friends. And you like Miracle Whip. So you're not going to get any more soon. 876-3692 are internet friends, real friends.
Hey, cool cats. You on the Facebook.com? Us too. Let's be friends, bro. At BS Morning Show.
Okay, Izzy's a big gamer here. Not gameser, just gamer. She plays one game continuously, nonstop. Yeah. Halo, whatever version they're on now.
Halo 5 right now. Infinite's coming. It's coming.
All right. So she games online.
Already.
You have a lot. Yeah, there you go.
Shut up. You game too.
I was talking about that. I heard that I'm running.
Talking about I heard that.
Oh, okay.
You whispering something a minute ago. The, I played Halo when I was in college, the very first one, you know, and we would have LAN parties, right? We'd network the Xbox and do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. In the same house?
No. It was in the dorms.
Oh, yeah.
It was the guys across the hall, and they still were not my friends.
We used to do that.
I knew them. I gamed with them. I knew their face. They lived across the hall. Not friends with them.
How do you not? Like, that's one of the biggest connectors for people. Like, when you find somebody that also games like you do, it's like you're automatically connected somehow.
You're psycho. No, that is not true.
I'm not.
You're like, we're destined to be together.
Dude, I'm telling you. I even got an Instagram message already. Mr. Lee Wood. I play almost every night with a group of friends in Texas I've never met for the last 4 years. Your gaming friends are your real friends.
They're not.
You just don't understand.
876-3692 is somebody you game with and you've never met your real friend.
Yes.
Tommy!
Hey, Tom, what do you think?
Morning. Izzy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I am a 56-year-old gamer. Been playing online since 2008.
Yes.
Some of my best friends on the planet I've met online.
Oh, yes!
I played with online, and I've been to their houses since meeting them online. A guy I give my life for, and he'd do the same for me.
That's what I'm saying.
I met online playing games. And Greg, I'm surprised you don't have her back. I know you play Red Dead. I know you play online, too.
Oh, I do play online, for sure. I'm not making fun of gaming. I'm just saying, like, if I meet somebody online, if I play a guy in Madden, he's like, let's play again. I'm like, all right, we're not friends.
Yeah, but you ain't got friends that you play with over multiple games?
Yeah, sure, but I know them in real life.
Yeah, but you've never met a stranger online. You're like, boy, this guy, he's
a
good one. We are connected because we play the same game. Let's play it again. You could be on tomorrow night? Yeah, bro.
Why do you say it like that?
And that's the way it works. But, you know, you make connections that way.
Hey, you find the people whose humor fits yours.
Tom, do you live alone?
Oh, no, sir, huh? No, not at all.
You got a
family?
Been
with the same woman for over 20 years.
Hell yeah.
Right.
And she would prefer that I'm sitting in my chair in the living room playing with my friends and out at the bar playing with my friends.
That makes sense.
Got it.
That's amazing. That's what I want. That's what I want in my future.
If you feel like it fulfills you, then that's great.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Like I said, they are good friends. They're guys I trust.
Look, this is, okay, thank
Same
you, Tom.
Here.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Look, this is how that incel community grows. You find these people.
You are so freaked out by this.
I'm not freaked out. All I'm saying is there is a component to society that is critical of getting out of your house, experiencing the real world, developing real life relationships with another human being, where I feel like every single person on the phones right now, they're all on your side, by the way. So tell them thank you for calling and we can get rid of them. Because they're all on your side. So clearly I'm the odd one out here. That's
why
fine.
Are you not taking calls? Because they agree with Izzy, though.
No, because all I'm saying is it's going to be just, we're just going to hear the same thing over and over.
Yeah, I get it. I just...
What I'm saying is there is a critical component to society of human interaction via face-to-face.
I get that 100%.
Okay, and most people, everybody on the line is going to be like, I met all my real friends online. Everyone's going to just be in their house in the future, sitting with the lights off. They're going to become this...
Have you seen Ready Player One?
Yeah, it's Ready Player One.
That's exactly the movie.
It's exactly it.
But we all still have real lives. We all still have real relationships, real jobs.
That's why
my buddy in Texas, Codeine in Cambria, I hit him up. Yo, Codeine, how's your cafe?
Codeine in Cambria?
Yeah, he opened his cafe with his girlfriend, right? A couple months ago. How's life, man? How's it going? How's the cafe doing? Oh, it's doing really well. You know about these people's lives. Like,
just because I know,
I follow his business on Facebook. Like, you have relationships with these people.
How many businesses I follow on Facebook?
Yeah, and that's great. People, but you're supporting your friends.
Okay.
You care about what's going on in their lives.
In all honesty, if we follow each other on Facebook, I'm not your friend.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't show up at my door.
I'm the same.
Don't knock. I don't read my messages on Facebook. People message me. I'm like, I don't want to talk on.
I'm the same.
Okay. Then that's not real life, though.
Facebook is such a different thing than playing a game with somebody and experiencing something with them for hours and hours and hours on end.
Okay. That's my point. Hours and hours
and hours. And then you have your favorite people on there and they become your friends.
I'm telling you right now that the future is going to be so grim. It's such a sad place.
It's not.
You already have every single piece of entertainment value stuck in your house. Don't you get the urge of like, you know what? I would love to just go out with a friend.
Yeah. And if I had friends here, considering I just moved a week ago, I would.
I understand.
I would absolutely go hiking. When people come to visit me, I take them out.
I'm saying that there is people, Steven, that only have their friends on the internet.
I understand that.
And that is bad. Don't you agree?
That's unhealthy. Bad? Yes. Okay.
That's all I'm getting at.
That's two different arguments, though.
Two different arguments.
It's not.
Saying they're not real friends, which they probably are not because you don't see them in person, is different than saying you should leave your house. I mean, maybe people just want to hang out and play games.
But what I'm saying is if that itch is scratched, that social need, humans are social creatures, right? So if they get that need fulfilled via the internet, mm-hmm, and friends on gaming communities, then there's no reason to leave their house.
Yeah, so why? Who cares?
And to me, that's the incel community. That's when it starts breeding hatred. Well, why am I not accepted? Right? And they get really mad. And they start mailing bombs. It's bad.
That's more vocel than incel, though.
Okay, vocels. Incels. Anybody who hangs out in a house.
Incels like driving around and you still can't find anybody. You know what I mean? Like looking for people. I think a vocel just sits in their house, doesn't care.
Dude, all I'm saying is
manicotti and true. Hangs out and plays video games.
Yes, invite me. Yes.
By 2021, it's going to look like the night of the purge. Everyone's going to have boards and metal gates coming down over their windows because they don't want to leave their house.
Yeah, I'm fine with
it. I love gaming.
You guys are terrible.
Half my life, but the other half, I like to be out doing things.
Leaving the house is super overrated, though.
It's not.
It really is.
That's the only thing I'll agree with Sparks on in this entire conversation.
Let's get one person his opinion on this. And his name's Gator, so I'm not sure which way Gator's going to fall on this. Gator, what do you got?
Hey, Sparks, first of all, I got to tell you sorry about throwing you in the trunk. But
Gator.
Media.
Gator, hold on. Let me recap. Now I know who Gator is. Gator's a guy who said he wanted to... Didn't say he wanted to kill me, but did say he would throw me in a trunk and drive me out to the desert.
What?
Okay, Gator, continue.
Oh, I like this guy.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'm against this. Social media. I don't like my business being out there. My oldest son used to play games online. He met somebody. And he said, Dad, can you move in? The kid, I'm like, I don't really know him.
You know what?
His mom let him move in, and he started stealing from me, so we went fishing.
Okay.
And they kind of beat him up a little bit. And
what are we talking about?
Walk home.
Yeah.
They beat him up and made him walk home?
You beat your kid?
Huh?
Nah, he said the people he met online, they went, took him fishing, they beat him up and made him walk home. Right?
Yep. And
Gator, you're my friend.
I don't like my business being on social media.
I get that, Gator. I hear you there.
I like
you
that.
It Sparks, you're right. This is what this world's going to come to. Yeah. You know, you got the rich and everybody else.
Oh, boy. We're going down a slippery path.
I can see a purge coming soon.
Oh, God. Now we're on
I'm
the purge.
In. I'm okay. in.
No.
Gator.
All right, Gator.
And when my diet's done, I'm going to go have a beer with you, Gator.
He's not your friend yet because you've never met him in person.
Yeah, I will meet you soon, though.
There you go. All right, Gator. Yeah. I love it. Call all anytime right. you want.
Thanks, dude.
I like yep. Gator. Yep. Even though he threatened to kill me multiple times, I like Gator.
What a guy.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. You can weigh in. We should put the question up there on Facebook.
Let's do it.
All right, facebook.com/BS Morning Show. Twitter, the same, at BS Morning Show. And then Instagram, we're there as well. It's at BS in the Morning if you want to continue on that.
No BS.
All right, 876-3692. Let's go with caller number, boy, this is a good one. How about 30? Is that good there, Lost Boy? Is that cool? All right, we got the thumbs up. Caller number 30, 876-3692 for Disturbed tickets. 3 days grace, T-Mobile Arena on Saturday. Also getting you qualified to play foosball with the band, which I assume tomorrow we would have to announce the winner, or maybe we'll get the details. Maybe Mark would call someone. You know, the Markness over in promotions. And that stood ready to up when he wanted to eat some food.
Hey, queso is a hard thing to give up, man.
Tomorrow, I cannot stress how giddy and excited we all are for tomorrow. Norm McDonald in studio. He's going to be at the South Point this weekend. We got tickets for him. We're going to be giving away. Of course, we'll be interviewing him. And I do have the top 10 I heard that coming tomorrow. They are, I promise, they are better than the scraps today. I promise.
Nothing can be worse today.
Good. I'm glad I lowered the bar so low. It's not, it's okay. I'll just stop talking. I don't want to oversell because, oh boy. Richard, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, man. Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
Richard, this all PS right. show member thinks that Miracle Whip is better than actual mayonnaise. Was it Sparks, myself, Izzy, or none of the above?
I'm going to go with Sparks.
I knew it. Sorry, buddy. That is incorrect.
I can't believe you think so low of me, Richard. I can't believe.
I can.
All right. Hang up on yourself. Bring honor and dignity back to your family. That's on me, sir. There you
there
go.
There we go.
All right. Do we have a Bobby? I thought we had a Bobby. Maybe we don't have a Bobby. Huh. Bobby, you got to call in more often so we get you an intro, dude.
Yeah, okay. All I'm right. trying.
We do have Robert, but if you go by Bobby, I feel like that deserves a new one. All right, Bobby, what's the answer?
It's Izzy.
Hey! Right.
Izzy yeah. thinks Miracle Whip is better than mayonnaise.
I have no shame. Make fun of me all you want. I have no shame. I'm never changing my mind.
What do you think, Bobby?
Miracle Whip's disgusting.
It's fine with me.
I don't think it's disgusting, but boy, it does not hold a candle.
You probably like ranch, too.
Of course.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. See?
Because he has taste buds.
Yeah. yeah okay.
And a soul.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you so much. There's the show. Hold on the line, Bobby. Get some info. Tomorrow, it's a big one. Again, Norm McDonald. We promoted it. We've been waiting for it.
It's out.
Woo! How exciting. And then top 10, I heard that. That is tomorrow. We'll definitely see you then, all right?
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
BS in the Morning. All right, I see how it is. Carrot Top.